Blog Talk Radio.
Common Sense Conversations. I'm your host, Derek Teamer, and I want to welcome you to the show that attempts to break the myth that common sense is so rare, it's a superpower. All right, and if you didn't know, the call-in number for Blog Talk Radio is 917-889-2823. Again, that number is 987-889-2823. For those of you who are listening and tuning in on blogtalkradio.com/commonsense conversation, you can tune in, just press 1. If you have any questions, and I'll bring you up to speed or bring you into the chat, and we can have a conversation from there. For those of you who are tuning in and checking me out on Blab, Blab IM, you can do that. Let me see. I got 4 listeners, 4 viewers already. You can do that just by going to Blab IM, blab.im. Eric Teamer, October is the month for the conversation of sex. I have that situated so you can see me live, and I don't know how long this is going to work for me. This is hard to do both at the same time, so we're going to keep working it out as best we can. If you have any questions on Blab IM, you're welcome to join the chat room. I actually have a seat open, so if you're interested, you can sit in if you have any questions. And we can talk about it there, but October is the month for sex, and we'll be talking about sex for the month of October. If you want to get your toys, it's up to you. If not, do what you do. I wasn't even accidental rhyme. I was just straight up rhyming that time. Okay, so I'm trying to make sure that I have all of my people that are aware of what's going on tonight and doing my regular routine. So I'm trying to coordinate all of this at the same time. In the studio for the first time, we have the DJ who's in the background. She's doing her thing. So we're trying to work it all out so that we can kind of coordinate this. And hopefully the DJ can hear me. DJ, if you can hear me, let me know. Get a sound check, get it going right. But I'm proud of my DJ, worked hard. So everybody give it one time for my DJ. And raise the roof for him.
Grown ups, in between, churning babies. Right about now, it's your boy, you heard, back again. DJ Manny.
Fresh.
Anyway. Oh man. So anyway, we're on. We're doing a show. We're talking basically about sex for the month of October. So that's DJ. That's for my DJ. And if you heard me talk about sex on other shows, especially on Common Sense Conversation, you know that it's one of the many topics that I've talked about, maybe on one episode or another. And just me talking about whether it's being good for you, for as far as whether it's for your body or whether it's just for your mental health, just being great overall. So tonight we're talking about that. We're having that conversation, but we're also going to be talking about some of the things that we'll be discussing over the month of October, every Monday night, and we're going to try it on Blab. As well, we're going to try to live stream it. So I'm definitely working out the kinks. I guess that's the best way to do it, or best way to say it, is working out the kinks on Blog Talk Radio and Blab at the same time. This is going to be one hard thing, because I got to maintain the show and check the... So if you see me keep looking down, I'm checking my pad. My trusty pad at the same time, for those of you who are looking, because I'm checking the studio, and you can see, you can't really see the DJ, but anyway. Okay, so here we go. like I said, if you're interested and you want to talk to me, you can call me on Blog Talk Radio. Then the number is 917-889-2823, 917-889-2823. Chat room in both Blab and Blog Talk Radio is open, so you can definitely hit me up there. I will try to view your comments and questions all at the same time. Bear with me as I try to get this working out on its own. Okay, so as we go through this month of October, we will be discussing the topic of sex and how it relates to us, mind, body, and soul. What I mean by that is basically just talking to you, the listener, the viewer, about how we deal with sex, how we talk about sex on a regular basis, not just having that, you know, having a technical conversation about sex and sexual health as far as, you know, the Dr. Ruth conversation. I'm going to say Dr. Ruth, but you see a lot of conversations, and they're very technical. They talk about the idea of having sex on a regular basis, being protected, but not just that. We're talking about the spiritual aspects of it. We'll be talking about sex magic, the spiritual, some spirituality side, some of the things that will be going on. We'll have guests coming on. Dio will join me for sex magic. We'll have some old friends to join me as well. If you're new to me on Blog Talk Radio and definitely new to me on Blab, then you'll know that I have some old faces and some familiar friends that I'll be trying to bring on as well. And when you see them, I have Tracy Bryant from Honey Soul Radio, as well as Scotty Lowe from Afroerotic. And they'll be coming on to talk about a few things. I'm also going to try to bring in a few other people and maybe do a couple of special shows. Let me see. In the chat room, like I said, the chat room's open. I'm saying, no, I cannot see you. So I'm going to, and see, this is the thing. I'm used to doing a show and doing straight out. So it's hard for me to stop and do that. And before I get too far into this show, I want to, yeah, I'm wearing my I coach high school football as well, so I'm wearing my T-shirt. You can't see the full thing. It says Mighty, if I can get it. Mighty Trojans. It's backwards, but I'm trying to represent my high school as well and enjoying them as well. Okay, but anyway, so when you're talking about the question of sex and enjoying sex, it's not just the question of, like I said, the technical aspects of it. We're also looking at the aspects of getting downright and dirty with it, finding out more about the conversation in regards of enjoying people and enjoying your mate. This month-long conversation is going to be This month-long conversation is going to be more about the aspect of connecting with your mate and connecting with yourself. Because a lot of times when we're getting involved in relationships, we don't necessarily know who we're getting involved with. We're more so getting involved. And even when I say we don't know who we're getting involved with, we don't know a lot about ourselves as well. We're not willing to connect with ourselves intimately. So we're going to be talking about that. We'll be talking about, like I said, dealing with the spiritual aspects of it, the yoni and the lingam. We'll be revisiting that conversation. And again, we'll be talking about the idea of dealing with sex magic. I know a lot of you haven't heard about that, so we'll be talking about that, getting into it with Dia, and that's my main reason for bringing guests on, is for the main fact that we need to know and we need to be able to get people who are kind of an expert in it. So I got Dia in the chat room, and she's asking 900 questions, and I'm asking, she's like, I don't know what you like, you know, and why am I changing it? I don't know what you're talking about. But as we go forward, now she's saying she's not an expert. Okay, well, don't be an expert. Just be on the show talking about it. That's fine. I'll take that as well. promised that I would try to hang in here for a couple of seconds as we're going forward. Like I said, this is more of a conversation that deals with not just the technical information. We're talking about maybe get into the sexual positions, talking about the Kama Sutra and knowing a little bit about that and not necessarily holding, you know, just making it a no holds barred type conversation and looking at what's the best, you know, talking about the G spot. And what I would like to have is general conversation with people to talk about sexual relationships. So that's what I'm getting at. And that's where we're going to go for the month of October. So we have a decent lineup. Hopefully you'll be a part of that. We'll be talking and having court conversations about that. Anybody want to ask any questions? Anybody? Call in. Feel free to call in. Anytime? No? Okay. We'll keep moving on. I seem to jam something up on the lab. Okay. Anyway, this is the most frustrating thing I've done in a while. Because I'm trying to do, like I said, bear with me, because it's trying to operate more than one thing at one time, and it's kind of hard. And I know I have my DJ on the other end, and she's listening, but it's not the way I'm used to running things. Okay. Let's see. We are, like I said, bear with me, running two different things at one time. Okay, something's going to have to deal. Okay. All right. So, like I said, dealing with different types of conversations about it and dealing with getting used to it and getting used to just having open conversations about sex and being open and honest about how we deal with it, how we relate to it, how we can function within it. So that's basically it. I'm at a loss right now because I'm trying to do too many things at one time, and this is not working for me. Okay. Dead air is not good for you, and it is not good for me, so I might be calling it a night early tonight. Okay. So, again, if you have any questions, you're welcome to call. Otherwise, that's basically it. I'm trying to see. On my show, and Blog Talk. DJ, if you have a question, you can just open your mic. Otherwise, DJ press 1. The engineer press 1. Okay. I'm dropping calls and dropping all sorts of information. And I'm trying to make sure that I have all of this done at one time. Like I said, DJ, if you want to talk, you can. Open your mic. Otherwise, all right. I think I'm gonna have to call it a night because I cannot function and get all of this open up at the same time. And it's not working for me, so I'm going to just go ahead and, as much as I would like to continue, all I can say to you, for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to have to check me out later in the week or later next week and see where I'm going with that. And I'll post for a show.
Really? Really? Really?
So,
really?
I'm gonna...
That's what we're doing? Really? Really?
Really? Really? Really what?
You playing?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing? 15 minutes? That's what we're doing?
Yeah, I got to go. It's going
to
be too much.
You
right
got
now.
To go. You so full of it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go nowhere. You play, I can see you. I can see you. You playing too much.
That doesn't, just because you can see me doesn't make it any better. It's going to be a little complicated because it's hard for me to try to manage two screens at one time. And
it's not and hard. Still, it's not hard. It's just not familiar. There's a difference.
Yeah, and I'm not practiced enough to do it right now and to do a full show. So
when you supposed to, what are you supposed to practice? What the hell are you supposed to practice it?
When I'm not as busy as I am now, that's what I'm.
So that's never. Gotcha.
Yeah. So.
You didn't even talk about sex. I'm just saying.
I did. I touched on it briefly.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I didn't say what you was going to talk about, then you never talked about it.
I did too.
What? You did not. No, you didn't.
Okay, well, I did say that I was going to talk about spirituality and love, and then revisit the conversation about the yoni and the lingam.
Nothing. Talk about the yoni and the lingam right now. What the hell does that even mean?
I'm not going to talk about it and then mess up the whole show.
How are you going to mess up the show? This is the show now. What are you talking about? Talk about it.
I'm bringing a guest on to talk about that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then prep your people for your guest. So when she comes on, they're not like, huh? What? What the hell is this? What language is this? What are we doing? Are we in America? What's going on? Prep your people.
You know, so I will reserve it for the show. And then I said I had the I'm going to have Howdy Low. It was something blowing in my face. I forget that this thing. See, this one thing. I can't do this. It's blowing in my face.
Okay.
And then my DJ left. Where'd my DJ go? This is just bad all around. My engineer, my background person.
Oh, yeah. Where did she go? Because I had to let my own stuff in. I had to open up my own mic. What the hell is that about? I'm trying to support you in the chat room, but I have to log in and open up my own mic because you're trying to be a butthole. You don't want the show to be long, and I'm like, hell no. We're gonna stretch this out at least stretch it out. Even if I got the DS chance, we're gonna stretch it out. What?
Stretching it out.
Oh my god. What?
Not stretching it out, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it.
What are you talking about?
Aren't you supposed to be doing a 21-day challenge on Periscope?
I already did it for tonight. Thank you very much.
Oh,
man. Why don't you Periscope? How about that?
No, I'm not a
Periscope video.
I'm already about done with trying to sort this out.
You ain't trying to sort it out. It's very easy. All you do is flip back and forth between screens. It's not that hard. Keep shaking your head. Keep shaking your head like you can't do it. You do know I can see the reflection of your screen and your glasses, right? tell them lies. Go ahead and tell them lies. Go ahead. Tell them lies.
Hold on. Now. Now I'm looking like an old person. Huh?
So now you can't see shit either. So now what?
I can see. But I got to get rid of all of the stuff in the background. I'm not prepared for this. Not the way I want to be. Not that I'm looking at it. Maybe I need a green screen. That's what I need.
You need, you're lucky I halfway like you. So I'm not going to say exactly what you need right now, but don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
Anyway. For those who are listening and wondering what the hell I'm doing, I really don't know tonight, but I guess I was supposed to be doing an intro to talking about sex, and the month of sex was October. I was going to talk about month long upcoming shows and some of the things that were on my mind in regards to it. But like I said, I want to the goal of it was to have a realistic conversation about it and the mind blowing. What is so funny? Mind blowing, dead man.
It's not you. You'll figure it out in a second. You'll figure it out in a few seconds. That's all.
What am I figuring out? See, this is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, just give it. Stop. Y'all was talking about the rush, yet you're trying to rush tonight. Slow down. Take it easy. Slow down. Relax. Relax. Breathe.
Are you finished?
No, not really. Inhale. Exhale.
So, I'm not messing with you right now. My mind is not there. So
the topic is sex. So what do you want to talk about?
Right now my mind is drawing a blank. I'm really, that's why I said I was about to just let it go for tonight. Because I can't get it. This is almost like a test show. Again.
What the hell are you talking about?
Huh?
Did you just call me a pet?
I said a test. T-E-S-T.
This ain't no test show. This ain't your first time at the rodeo. Stop it. Stop it. Can I give a clap down? Why you gotta give a clap up? I want to give you a clap down. I didn't know.
Oh, my glasses. I was going to say.
Okay. Wait. Where's the button at?
One of the things that I was thinking of talking about, the sexual aggressiveness or different. I was looking at an article and I was trying to do some research, and they were talking about the best positions for a person's side, and they were talking about how important, and I did think about how important it was to know a person's side and know a little bit about their likes and dislikes, and when it comes to that. Now, I've always seen on social media they talk about, well, if you're an Aquarius, you're this way; if you're a Sagittarius, you're this kind of lover or that kind of lover. So I thought it'd be interesting to have some type of conversation about that, and then just knowing that you can know what a person's like, in and out of the bedroom, and you could
actually
what?
Because my thing is, if you truly want to know what your lover is going to be like in the bedroom, you can't just look at their sun sign. That's not going to they ain't gonna cut it. We're totally honest. Like, it just, I know you just dated me because you know I'm an astrology. You full of shit. You just dated me into this conversation. I know that. But it's okay. It's okay.
See?
You can play innocent if you want to. We all know that you're lying and you just baited me into this conversation.
I did not. You're the one talking. You could have let me just hang up the phone and go about my little business, but no.
I'm trying to help you out because if you'd have hung up the phone, I said I wasn't coming on next week. That's what I said. I'm trying to help you out.
I would have been okay with it.
Okay, well, then I ain't got to come on next week. We could do this show right here, right now, wherever I got to say it was going to be in. I ain't calling you next week. How about that? I'm a periscope at 10 o'clock next week, and I'm going to find some stuff to talk about for 2.5 hours. I'm lying. No, I'm not. But I'm going to call next week at 10 o'clock so I ain't got to call in. Can't take you anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
And I rate future guests.
That's what you want. Anyway, so, all right. I'll read out the sign and tell you what they say, and then you can add on or refute whatever it is you think needs to be added on or refuted.
So you're trying to assume that I've had sex and that much sexual experience with every sign that I'm supposed to say yes or no? What the hell? I just told you that it don't go by your full sun sign. So even if you check the sign, you're still only reading according to the sun sign. It's not that simple. What part are you not getting? It ain't that simple, man. Look at it like this. Your first house is who you truly are. Your eighth house is highly spiritual, which also for most people, you ask them, highly sexual. So unless your sun sign is in one of them, whatever you're saying is not going to be totally accurate. And then you have another sign. You have another house that deals with just marriages, and you have another house that just deals with casual lovers. So, and then it also depends where your moon is at, how emotional you'll be during sex or whatever. And it also depends where your Venus is at, depending on how you value sexual things, like things and stuff like that. Like, it's not that simple as your sun sign. That's all I'm saying. You can read up all you want to, but it ain't that goddamn simple. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't say it was that simple. That was my point.
What the hell are you reading me sun signs for if you know it ain't that damn simple? What am I supposed to do with a sun sign?
Okay, moving on. This is what I'm talking about. Moving on. What else to talk about? Like I said, let me see.
How my pencil go? Yeah, this is driving crazy. I want my pencil. Because I can see what I'm thinking about in my head. But I need to write it down. I need to look at it. Girl. Really? Really? You going to turn off the camera?
I'm going to do what?
Your camera went off. It's this poor internet connection.
My camera's still on.
No, it ain't.
I don't know what to tell you. I didn't cut it off. It's on my end. See?
On this end, it says poor internet connection, audio only, but I'm pretty sure that you clicked the button. You lying. Mugabba, you lying.
Wow. Okay.
You pushed the
button. I'm calling it a night. Thank you all.
We're supposed to have a topic.
It's already
look,
hard enough.
Look, you got me tonight. Stop it. You got me tonight.
All day night. Say goodnight.
No. I don't want to say goodnight. You're a big meanie. I don't want to say goodnight.
Why am I all of a sudden the mean person?
Why can't we talk tonight? We're talking now. All I said was you can't really go by your sun sign And then now you're being a big meanie. Hey, there you go. Hey, Eric, I can see you. I can see you.
Not my problem.
No, but seriously, though, when you talk about sexual partners and you want to have sexual partners in bed, you can't really just go by the sun sign. You have to know, one, they're what's in their first house, because other people do it differently. But for me, it's who you I go by. Sun sign for me is who you truly are. Then I will look for where the person's Venus is at, because that's what their value. So depending on what they value, depending on whether their sex is going to be good or not, because that depends on whether their brain or mind is into it or not. Again, when now we're talking about the brain, you want to find out where their Mercury is at. It's not that simple. You know, you want to find out what the to me, the eighth house is still the house of sex, is the house of legacy, so you want to find out, that's a good plan to find out what type of lover they are. But the seventh house is the house of marriages. So if their person needs to be in a committed relationship, they're not going to be the best lover, just casual lover. But if they have Venus like in the fifth house or something, they'll be a great casual lover. You know what I mean? If they have Pluto in the fifth house, they're a person that will not only be a casual lover, they'll have many lovers, because Pluto is a sign of regeneration. So it's not just as simple as just the sun sign and what they say the sun sign means. That's that horoscope stuff. And it just doesn't work that way. It's not that easy. It's not that simple. It just doesn't. I can't just go by sun sign. I need the whole chart. I need to see. I need to look. I need to feel. I need to touch. Ooh, ah.
Okay. Ooh. Gotcha. All right. Like I said, I was leaving it alone. You didn't have to.
Nope, I just wanted to explain for anybody who may watch it later on and think that I'm being mean or that I, you know me, so I ain't got to explain. But for those who don't know me, it's not when you really get into astrology, you realize it's so much more than your sun sign, and you can't just go by your sun sign. And that's why most days your horoscope is completely off. It's like maybe one day out of 60 to 95 days, it's on point. Because it's so much more than just your sun sign. And your sun sign really is just what other people see. And then when you get into your bedroom, it's not just, as you see, they start to see a little more into you. So other things are going to show up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not arguing. Not at all.
Are you sure you're not? Because I think you are.
How am I arguing and I'm not saying anything?
In your mind, yeah, you're suddenly saying a bunch of stuff that you're never going to say out loud on air.
Wait a minute, before I even go any further, could you even hear me on Blab? You can't hear yourself on Blab and Blog Talk, so I don't know if anyone can hear you.
If you have your phone on speakerphone, they can hear me on Blab as well. I already said that. That way, I have to be on mute on something so there's no reverb. So it's better for first, and I'm not even on the join button on Blab. So therefore, you have to put your phone on speakerphone so they can hear me.
Yes.
We've had this discussion. You just try to find a way to get out of it. Because you know you are. Look. Someone in our live chat room, they said, I love sex. There you go. They said Kobe Bryant. Wait a minute.
Kobe Bryant's on. Talking to say he loves sex. Good. Everybody loves sex. Yeah.
I thought the name was a little funny. Kobe Bryant loves sex. I bet you do, Kobe. All right.
Okay. Anyway, so she went through all of that and explained why you can't just use it. So if you're reading your your Sunday horoscope or your Monday horoscope, whatever day of the week horoscope you have. You missed the whole part where Diaz said, basically saying that that's your sun sign. And if you don't get part, huh? What?
Very clearly, it's bullshit.
Okay. So she's saying it's bullshit and you're missing the entire part of it. You're missing a great deal of aspects of it. But that's not why we're here. And Kobe Bryant is here because he loves sex, even though he has not had it any yet, which I find that's an oxymoron. Because you can't say, I love sex, and you've never had it. Why am I even having that conversation with Kobe Bryant?
Maybe he loves the idea of sex. Maybe that's a better thing. This is not the real Kobe Bryant. I want to put that out there. This is Kobe Bryant in the chat room, Kobe Bryant 556. This is not the real Kobe Bryant out there. But just to say, he says, I love sex, even though I've never had it. Maybe he loves the idea of the sexual experience from what he's seen and from what he's heard.
Kobe Bryant, I know it's you. You need to retire from basketball and just take up porn. I don't care.
If he takes a porn, I want him to record the women signing the contracts to make sure they're in their right state of mind and they're not being forced. Just the same.
Yeah. So, let's see if we can give a helpful tip or a helpful conversation tonight. Let me see if I can be somewhat helpful. I guess, and I was looking at some things, and you're talking about having a regular sex drive and some of the things that people deal with. And there are books out there, and I guess one of the things I was reading about was your favorite sex position that just isn't working anymore and what you should do to help with that. What are you feeling about? And one of the things that they suggested was...
That's actually a good one. I was just saying, because that's actually a good one.
Okay. and one of the things that you need to take into consideration in dealing with that is the fact that we change over time. Our bodies change over time. Things that we liked before may not be, it worked for us before, may not work for us like it used to. So you may have to consider that, especially for those of you who are into cowgirl. You talked about doggy, reverse cowgirl. For those specialists that are reverse standing jackhammer and all of that good stuff, Dia knows what I'm talking about.
I know the positions. I don't know the names. Don't lie on me like that.
But basically... The article was basically saying that you may have to just consider the fact that your sex drive isn't dead. It just needs a spark, and you may need to look at
it.
What'd you say? Okay.
I'm going to sip this tea right here.
Sip your tea. That your spark, that it isn't dead, but it's just that you just may need to find change and find new ways to rekindle your relationship, your sex drive. So it isn't necessarily, like I said, it isn't gone from the relationship. And they're just factors that you have to consider. And a lot of times within sexual relationships, we look at our mate as the person that may be the reason for our decline in our sexual appetite. And a lot of times you have to do just take a personal inventory and consider some of the things that are going on with you, whether it's health related, whether it's mental. You just have to really kind of take a look at within yourself first. Before we start looking at your mate and saying it's your fault that I'm just not up to par or not as into it as I used to be.
Question.
What
sexual position are you bored with?
sexual position in the all of them.
So you just non-sexual no more? You just like screw it, like no sex whatsoever. What the hell? Which one are you bored with, damn it?
I'm like Kobe Bryant.
I know you. So you allegedly are raping people now?
Huh?
Huh? Be careful who you associate with.
Careful who I associate with? Oh, now you don't want me to associate with Kobe Bryant.
Why the hell would I?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'm not talking about the dude in the chat room. I mean the actual name. You got to differentiate. I think I said that right. Differentiate. Yeah, there you go. You got to differentiate between the two.
I was talking about the Kobe in the chat room. But anyway.
Well, make it clear. Make that clear.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Division, make it plain.
The vanilla, the vanilla sex is boring. Vanilla position, just a missionary. Need something new. Now, and then, like I was about to say, for those of us who are conscious about our bodies and looking at it from different aspects and not who can and are willing to take different, look at it from a different aspect of not just looking at the other person, but consider testosterone for the men, your testosterone levels. You know, a lot of times you'll hear them talk about your T level or your estrogen levels may change. And these changes do impact the body as far as the response time and what's good for you and what's not good for you. So a lot of times we consider these things to be, like I said, a decline in relationships. Sometimes just sitting on the couch, especially for men, we get married, some of us are not as active as we like to be. Some of us are very active. We got out of the house, we're very, we have an active lifestyle outside of the house. But, even with dealing with emotional changes and physical changes, the change that could be physical, can have some devastating effects, and a lot of times it'll lead to doing crazy things, especially for men. We have, the midlife crisis, where we realize that we're not as young as we used to be. We're not as carefree as we used to be. So those are a lot of things that we just need to consider. Let me see. Did I miss anything?
Yeah. You know, it's the part about where you're actually having sex, but you realize you're not as agile as you used to be.
What? Who says that?
You said what?
Who wants to admit that they're not as agile?
That's the whole point. That is the whole point. They realize they're not as agile, then they start thinking about their youth and what they could have been, should have been, and how they used to be. That is the whole freaking point.
Okay. I said that when I talked about low testosterone, low estrogen. Those things are areas that we need to consider, when we're losing our sexual drive. Now, what we need to be talking about is how to maintain a healthy sexual drive. And in doing that, for some, it's just changing your eating habits, eating better, doing better, where you're, and not only that, but also going out and exercising, where you're able to exercise and do a little bit more as opposed to sitting at home and just being a couch potato.
I'll do everything but cardio. That's all I'm saying.
Why? Well, sex is cardio.
Yeah, that's the only cardio you, aside, outside of swimming and sex. You're not going to catch me doing any other cardio. Just saying. I need to reserve my heart rate and my cardio energy for those two areas, mainly the sex area. That's why I don't do cardio outside the home, because I don't believe it's beneficial to my sex life, because I'll be too tired. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So, let's get all of the bad stuff out of the way. I had someone ask me the question when I was trying to ask some simple questions about relationships and sex, and I had a woman ask me, what are some of the ways that you'll know if a person is bad in bed?
If you have to ask, that means you're bad in bed.
Is that really the case?
If you have to ask, what are some of the ways you know somebody else is bad in bed, that means you're inexperienced and you're probably one that's bad in bed. Just saying.
Wait,
I mean, everybody,
so,
to me, everybody starts off bad in bed. That's what I'm saying. Everybody, because you don't know what you're doing when you first do it. And you also don't know your body. You cannot be a great lover, first of all, if you don't know your own body. How can you seriously really give yourself over to somebody else if you do not know what you truly like? So you have to go through those stages of, first of all, discovering yourself and what you truly like, and then when you bring in another person or a different person, you have to discover your comfort level with that person. So, yep, I'm opening the mic. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
What are you opening the mic
to?
Oh, my goodness.
You should be going back and forth. You should know. Jake. Hey, boo.
Hey.
How are you?
I am doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm great. Eric, I can see you. And if Jay goes on Blab TV, she can see you. Blab.io, she can see you too. But I can see you. I just want you to know that.
Oh,
what is it called?
Yeah.
Blab.io. You know what? I'm going to just.
Yeah, you got to inbox me this so I can, yeah.
I'm doing it right now. I'm going to inbox you right now because he's sitting there drinking water, making side-eye faces, thinking that we're going double team him, which we are. But.
I'm going to hang up if you start. That's my mindset today. I'm going to hang up.
We're going to keep the show going. Don't worry.
On my
Don't
own
worry.
Show. I hang up on my own show.
Hi, Mr. Teamer.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Do you have your phone on speakerphone so they can hear her on Blab TV?
Common Sense Conversations.
Uh-huh. There's not much common sense. Not much common sense.
I thought you just said you had no common sense. I was going to agree. So, okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Never mind.
Tonight, yes. Tonight, I've lost all common sense, ladies and gentlemen. It is a myth. Common sense has left the building. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so how do I do this?
Well, in order to so it's not a reverb. So it's not a reverb. Put your computer on mute, and then you'll be able to see her when you click on the link. But put your computer on mute just so it's not a reverb when you talk.
Okay.
Yeah. They probably can't
hear. Can
y'all
see me?
No,
we can't see you. You would have to join the actual conversation. It's the button that says join. Woman, would you listen? It's a little box there that says join. You have to click join, and then Eric will have to accept you for them to see you on Blab TV.
You
Stop
know Eric is
Eric
not
going to
accept me. Damn, you was the one that had to push one to get me in.
It's a conspiracy. You don't want us together. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Hey, wait a minute. Y'all can be together as often as you like.
Okay.
Without you, huh? No, it's always a catch with his ass. Without you, huh?
You can be you can be together as often as you like and enjoy yourself as much as you like. For all I care.
Dun, dun, dun. What the hell are you pushing?
it's a little lemur thing from the Croods, from the movie, from the cartoon movie The Croods.
Okay.
How did you keep pressing?
Yep.
Every time something serious about to happen, it went dun dun.
Someone said, "I love sex, even though I've never had it yet."
See, we dealt with that one.
Check the name though, Jay. Check the name. The name was interesting. Check the name. Who said that?
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were talking about bad sex, and actually. I went from having conversation about what I'll be talking about for the month. I've been trying to get off the show.
He has been trying to get off the show, and I wasn't letting him because if he got off the show, I'm not doing the show next week. And matter of fact, since we done did the show this week, there's no point in me doing the show next week because I'm here now.
Well, don't do the show next week. Gee whiz, people are always trying to get over on you.
It is hard.
Anyway.
You was trying to get over on me. All I want you to do is get more comfortable, but you can try to find every excuse to punk out. Woman up, damn it, dude. Woman up, woman up, woman up.
Did you just tell him to woman up?
Yes, I did. Because apparently
his
testicles need to ascend until he gets it together. He needs to woman up.
All right. I hear that.
What was all that?
That was
a bunch of extra stuff.
What
was that, Eric?
He's about to pull his belt off.
For those of you who are listening or plan on listening later, for future shows, I don't know how he's going to do this. He's trying to punk out. Oh, I'm sorry, he's trying to man out. But for future shows, more than likely, it's going to be on blab.im. So you can go to blab.im. And you can find not only Eric, but me on there, too, doing stuff. And you can actually see our faces while we're actually doing the stuff. You're not going to see me tonight because it ain't happening. But you would have saw him next week if he wasn't trying to man out. But since he's manning out, we're going to do the show right now and get over. So you better ask all the questions he got to ask.
Nobody's going to ask the questions. They've been listening and rambling for a whole...
Did you just look at us? That's your fault. I've been here since 15 minutes in. You could ask a bunch of questions. That's your fault.
A series of catastrophic events.
I've been here since at least 10, 15, whatever. I've been here for a while, and he can ask a bunch of questions. The only thing he tried to ask was astrology and sex and... I basically bust up over because you can't go by your sun sign for anything. That's horoscope stuff, and I just wanted to get that clear, and that's the only thing he asked. And then he's trying to make it seem like he's been here this whole time, and we got nothing done, but you didn't ask that, and I'm right here. I'm right. You can't see me raising my hand, but I'm actually raising my hand. I'm here.
I can't do the sun sign anyway, because to me, the energy is on the moon sign when it comes to that.
Like I said, if somebody was listening to what I was trying to explain, they wouldn't have gone through all of this extra rah-rah that they were going through. They would have just basically just said okay and went with it. But no.
Nope.
They
nope,
had to
really
be extraordinary with the conversation that they had, which went
around. I'm extraordinary.
Around
thank you.
Out
I do
street,
think I'm extraordinary.
Up the corner. Down the corner, around the block again, just to make a point that I had already agreed with from the beginning.
You forgot the left that we took at the corner store after we got something to drink. But go ahead. But
so
it was a little detour at the liquor store. Just saying, you forgot about that.
I'm just not.
Get into the nitty gritty and the juiciness of the conversation. That's what I wanted to.
Thank you.
It's been dry. The conversation's been dry.
The conversation's never been dry. You just don't want to do
it. Well, let's make it wet.
Okay? It ain't that make it wet. You got Jay, this Erotic Talk Radio on here, and you got me, just the asshole of all assholes, so we can easily get it done.
Let's get the conversation. I love your shirt, by the way, Eric.
Thank you. My high school team, the Trojans, we're 5-1. We're doing great.
All right.
So far, so good.
Well, congratulations.
And I see all of these people that like my post on Facebook to watch on Blab, but I don't see too many people. And who's my good buddy Sonya says she's gonna sign in. Where are you, Sonya? I don't even see you on here. I think she just said it and then she didn't show up. But anyway.
See, it's interesting because it's dry. The conversation is dry. We gotta make it juicy and wet.
We're trying to leave the conversation cold. But okay.
Can we get the conversation? I'm trying to do this.
Let's get the conversation going. Let's talk about head. What's the worst head you ever had, Eric?
In general terms, I would probably say it was you're speaking from when somebody's in it and they're doing it, but they're not really interested in doing it. That's the worst head you could get. Because then it seems like it's a job for them. And then that's when you get the people with the teeth and they're scratching you and all that other good stuff. It doesn't feel good at all.
Wait.
So,
no, okay. I want to make sure I heard you right. I didn't hear you right. So I thought you said it. I'm not going to say what I originally heard. I had to replay it in my head to make sure I heard it right. I got you now. Go ahead.
You got it now? You sure?
Yeah, I got it now, because what I originally heard was you, never mind, I'm not going to say what I originally heard, but I understand now. So outside of teeth, because teeth is the obvious. Teeth is the obvious even for a female if all they feel is teeth. That is the obvious. Outside of that, what else?
What's that? Somebody that's just not into it.
So basically, they can just do anything. They can do anything. They can have cotton mouth. It don't matter as long as they're not using teeth.
No, I said someone who's not into it.
Well, you can be into it and still have cotton mouth.
You can tell the difference between someone who's like, I'm here. Now, if someone got a cotton mouth, then they're just not into it. Let's be honest about that. They're not into having
not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Want
to
do
it. What if they're drinking something with a lot of corn syrup in it or a lot of liquor and corn syrup and they just now their throat is just dry? How are you supposed to fix that? Like that don't just, I mean, being into it doesn't make your mouth water from a female perspective. I'm just saying.
Gag. What?
What'd you say?
I said gag.
Okay. Oh, so you like vomit on your you like to vomit on your penis. Oh, I got you. You said gag.
That's why I wasn't necessarily going to go this deep into this conversation. Because you're going to take it to the extreme as opposed to just listening. Okay. If you're doing it and you're with somebody and they're just giving you head and you can tell that they're just giving it to you and they just there because they think that you like it, they're not into it, then that's what I'm talking about. There's a difference in someone who's just there for the, you know, almost like an occupation, and they're looking for the 15-minute lunch break versus someone who's definitely into phallus worship, and they just love what they do, and they enjoy it from beginning to end. And who is this that sent me
the message other than teeth, that's what I'm asking, other than teeth, how do you know the difference? You're a man, so from your perspective, other than teeth,
lack
how do you know the difference?
You know, just like you know the difference between lack of enthusiasm.
That's so general.
Well, what do you want? Now, see, you want me to give you specifics on a situation, and I'm saying,
I don't want you to give me specifics on your specific situations. But I do want you to give me specifics that you know this from conversations with other dudes. That's just like general when a guy knows she's not into it.
And I just told you, most people will be able to tell the difference between the enthusiast.
Jade, am I crazy? Is he being general right now? Am I crazy?
Jade is asleep.
Jade is not asleep.
See, she's quiet. Jade.
You muted her.
I did not.
You did too.
Okay. Oh, thank you, 27 minutes and 56 seconds. Thank you, thank you. I'm starting to regret.
There's nothing to regret. I'm just saying because from a female perspective, there's some girls can be totally not into it, but they can give you the best head of your life, and they're not into it at all. That's what I'm saying. How do you really know the difference? Just like I know some guys who's not into it, and he's just trying to get her wet enough so he can stick it in. How do you truly know the difference? That's all I'm asking. Like, I don't understand why the question is so hard.
It's not a hard question, but I gave you an answer, and you're like, that's not what you want to hear. And I'm telling you.
You said this.
You
can't. If you
okay.
Anything other than see if I missed it.
That is not. But I said, you can tell someone who's not interested, someone who's doing it as a job. They're doing it because.
But that's
the
general answer.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know what you're looking for, and you keep saying
like,
I'm not looking for.
I look at it like this. From a female perspective, if someone is going down and they're calling this, I think that's the word, they're performing calling this on me, and he's either doing the same thing over and over again, or he switches to too many different things too fast, or something like that. I know he's not really into it, or he's not into me. You see how that's not general? They actually gave specifics. Like, I gave you two different descriptions. Either he's doing too many things too fast, or he's doing the same thing over and over again. That's a specific without it being specific to my personal experience. That's what I'm asking for from you. Come on now, there are women out there who need to know how to get good head, and they think their head game is strong, and it ain't. And ain't nowhere close to it. I'm just saying. Just because you take your lips to cover your teeth, so make your head game strong. That's all I'm saying. Help the sisters out. That's all I'm saying. Help the
sisters
out.
But I just gave you help. I told you. I said, in order for it to be any type of effective, as far as having sex, effective sex, or effective head, if you're going to do that, you talk about oral sex, act like you enjoy it. Men are stimulated by the sound and the visual. My
there
thing
you
is,
go.
Even if,
see? There you go. Now you're,
oh
not, now, now you're giving more.
If you're not interested in
your
job, the boss is going to notice that you're not interested in the job. They're going to notice your lack of effort. All of those things are just going to be in there. If you're not interested in
lack
it, I don't care
effort.
How
okay.
It's not
going to
work.
You missed my point. Lack of effort does not mean lack of sound. That's why I get specific. When you just said, you know, no sound, that's a specific. That's what I was asking for. Because lack of effort don't mean just a woman can sit there and go, that's not lack of sound. That's lack of effort, but that's not lack of sound. That's why I was asking for specifics, like not just a general answer. Help the females out. I mean, help the females who. Oh, never mind. I ain't gonna put this out there. Help the females out. Help chicks who want to have better head and better sex life. Help them out so they know what men like. Okay, we know that men like noise. Do men like suction action? Like when they cover their teeth and then suck in their jaws? Like help the chicks out. Like that's all I'm saying. Help the females out. Be specific.
Okay. And like I said, they are, it, as far as specifics go with that, you are going to, go by what you want. I mean, specifically for me, it's just like, okay, I'm not everyday person, so you can't do random, I'm going to give you random, or I'm going to give you general. You really do need to know what turns a man on. So for one man,
thank
it
you.
May be. What?
I said thank you. Keep going.
for one man, it may be just the idea of just having, you know, just the sound. You may hear the sounds, and he may like the stimulation from that. Others, it may just be the stimulation from the visual, seeing you, you know, do your thing, and you just going to town. It really depends on the person. I think that one of the biggest things, one of the biggest mistakes that we may have is the fact that some dudes want to be porno stars, and they want to be able to have sex, and they want to do it like the porno stars, and they're not achieving full sexual gratification. You have other guys who don't.
Stars,
huh?
I mean, majority of porno stars fake it anyway. They take scene after scene after scene, cut after cut after, so they're not even, they're overacting, they're not even into the scene anyway.
Saying that, but that's what I'm getting at, is that they're not into the scene. They look at the fact that these guys are having sex, so they view it as he's having sex, so what guy wouldn't have it? Not understanding that for them it's a job, so they have to put on a show, just like the woman who's down there giving a fellatio blowjob, giving head, whatever you want to call it, she's doing a job too, so she's putting on. So that's what I'm getting at, is the fact that they are looking at this and looking at it as reality, not looking at it as entertainment, as a job that these people don't necessarily have an interest, you know, they're not fully getting any type of full sexual gratification from. The other point that I was getting at was the fact that a lot of times we are not fully intimate with ourselves to know what we like and where our sensitive spots are. In a relationship,
true.
Huh?
I was saying true, very true.
Oh, okay. So that's the point where I was getting at, is just that it's hard for you to say, to give, you know, in conversation with women, you talk to women and you're saying to them that, yeah, I like getting head, you know, and this woman starts to give you head, and she does it, and she's like, well, these other guys like it this way. She's not willing to necessarily learn who you are. So you're just basically you're getting the generalization. She's not necessarily taking the time to enjoy it. And this goes, just like you can say that for a woman, you can say it for a man who's having sex, and he just does the general thing. He's giving,
So then basically you just dispelled the myth where most people think that a man can stick his hole into a fence in the wall and get off. So basically you're just proving that myth that men, just like women, are different. Each one has their own specific needs and their own specific likes and their own specific wants.
That's correct. That's right.
Okay.
We do
have a caller, so we're going to bring the caller on. Their last four digits are 8360, 83060. What's your name? What's your caller from? And they hung up. All right. I guess they didn't want to be on that much. they did want to get on, but I guess they just dropped off. So if they come back on, I'll bring them back in again. But I guess now, just since we're getting deep with it, we're finally actually getting to the nitty-gritty. People are like, I don't want to go that far with the conversation. But that's the reason why I wanted you to get into it. So I'm be honest. From a male perspective, I wanted you to go into it because me being an ex-whore, and I have no problem over my pants, so you feel whore. So I'm looking like that, you know, to him, I have no problem saying that. You know, I know for a fact that just like women are different, each man is different. Each man doesn't like the same thing. Each man does not like the same thing. They have their specific things, their wants. Some men like deep throat. Some men hate deep throat. Some men want you to play with their balls. Some men don't. Some men like me to play with the veins underneath their balls between their asshole and their testicles. Other men don't. I know that men are different. But I wanted you, and from a male perspective, to bring that out because a lot of women don't realize that. They think just because they, you know, suck in their jaw and they cover their teeth that they're doing a good job. And they go, once in a while. Some women think just because they spit on it, they're doing a good job. And I know from my personal experience, every man does not like the same thing. So I just wanted you to bring that out from a male perspective that every man sucks the same thing. That's why I wanted you to get more specific besides just being enthusiastic, because that's a general answer. So I just want to make sure you know that I wasn't trying to put you on the spot, but at the same time, I was putting you on the spot because I wanted you to perspective that every man does not like the same thing.
Well, I think that, like I said, that's one of the main things that we need to consider when it comes to relationships, is that you're getting involved, and since we're talking about the month, and since I'm doing the month on sex, when it comes to this aspect of the relationship and you're getting involved with somebody, if you're talking about long-term relationship, you're talking about being involved with someone on a deeper level, even, you know, you need to know what their likes, their dislikes, their sexual desires are. Have an honest conversation. Now, if you're living with that person, if you're married to that person, you're talking about long-term relationship, you really need to sit down and have that conversation. If spinning on the ceiling fan is your thing, then you need to talk about that and describe what it is that you like, what it is that you want to be, you know, how you want to do that, and why you want to do it. Some people get involved in relationships and they don't necessarily, they feel scared. They're fearful of being rejected sexually if they share their relationship and what their relationship, their intimate desires. That's one of the things that they're very fearful of that.
So, the person in the chat room who's talking about, wondering if we're talking about fornication, if you believe it's fornication, this ain't the show or the group for you. That's all I'm going to say on that. We do have the person call back in, last four digits, 8360. I know you didn't press 1, but you pressed 1 before, so I'm going to open your mic. If you don't want to say nothing, don't say anything, but 8360, do you have a comment or a question?
No.
Last four digits 8360. Do you have a comment or a question?
No, I'm telling you, she doesn't. I know who exactly who it is. She doesn't. She pressed 1 by accident.
Okay.
I can tell you.
I'm not. You know who it is. I put her back on mute, but it did press 1 before. But all right, keep going. Keep going, Mr. Tima. Keep going.
Before I go any further, because where are we at on Blog Talk Radio? What, about 15 minutes? If you're listening and you can hear the person on the other end, you hear me talking to somebody, I'm talking to, it looks like I'm talking to myself. I'm also doing simulcast on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 917-889-2823, 917-889-2823. And so you can see me on blab.im as well as hear me on blogtalkradio.com. And someone asked, what do they say? Is it talking about fornication? And Dia said,
because they believe this is fornication, this ain't the show for them. It's just that simple.
Why is it not the show for them? It's about sex.
It's because if it's fornication, they believe it's a sin and you shouldn't be doing it out of marriage. So this ain't the show for them. Stop trying to make people. Leave it alone. That'll be
the question. I mean, maybe they had a question about fornicating.
The bag on top, it says a conversation about sex. What the hell? So if they're asking about fornication, stop playing with me, Eric. This ain't the show for them. Let's respect their views, and they respect ours, and let them keep it moving. What is the problem?
All right, I respect your views.
Stop it.
Fine.
I'm trying my best not to be an asshole tonight, and you trying to pull me in, and I'm like, no, that's not the energy I want to deal with today.
But they asked the question.
And I answer, if you feel as though talking about sex is talking about fornication, this is not the show for you. It's that simple. That's being very respectful, saying, well, this ain't for you, obviously, so they can make a decision whether they want to listen or not, and go forth with further comments and understand whether what they should put and what they should not put. It's that simple.
Okay. Well, I guess you heard that. All right. Fine. It ain't the show for you then. But before I go on, join me next Monday. Hopefully we'll be back on track. I don't know if Dia's coming on to do her thing. She said she was, but who knows? If not,
no,
actually,
that's not what I said. Don't you do that. That's not what I said.
Not coming back. She said she's not coming back. So I have to move on and go on through this. But anyway, my upcoming shows for the month of October, we'll be talking with Scotty Lowe from Afroerotic. And we'll even, I guess we can bring on my, bring some old people back. Who else?
Jade on too.
Jade's not even talking right now. Jade fell asleep.
There is a point, if you tell her, stop it, if you tell her to be on the show, she'll be on the show. Bring Jade on, yeah. Bring Skazo on, bring, oh, what's the other name? I forgot that she was bringing on too.
You just all over the place. So we'll be talking. The goal is to cover different aspects of sexuality, from spiritual to just questions about sex, and maybe, and not even maybe, but debunking some of the myths and dealing with some, as far as
like that astrology myth.
What'd you say?
I said like that astrology myth with sun signs.
Look, I was trying to, you know what. Stop beating
you said debunking the look. You said debunking the myth. I'm giving an example. That charge myth with sun signs and sex. That's a damn myth. We debunked that already today. I was there going forth with the myth. More myths are going to be debunked. And don't be looking like you're irritated with me. This is what we go through all the day all the time.
Let it go, is what I said.
You know that's a screen, right? You're not really touching me. That's a screen.
I know, but you get the visual effect. It's like three.
Actually, I don't. It looks like you're about to write me. You're about to write me a dear John letter. I don't know what you're doing. I don't understand.
You get poked with this pen, you'll know what I'm saying. But that's.
I can poke with a pen. I know what you're going. There's a difference.
And if Dia chooses to come back and sit on at blab.im, we will be talking about sex magic. And I know for some people that. But that's next week. We'll be doing it.
Oh, it's coming on next week. Yay!
Where do you see that? Who said that?
You said sex magic, so I assume Jake.
Oh, so you're not going to do it? Okay, no problem. That's okay. No problem.
I didn't say I'm not going to do it. What I was saying is you did not agree to that because there was a whole contract that you did not fulfill and you kept trying to get out of.
I do.
So then you can't try to lock me in. Go ahead and lie. Look at your cheeks are raising. You're lying. Look at your eyebrows get high. Your eyebrows are getting high. You're lying.
With the last 10 minutes of the show left, are there any questions from anybody? Blab IM, blogtalkradio.com. Call in. The call in number for blogtalkradio.com is 917-889-2823. Press 1 if you have a question. And we'll be bringing you into the queue. Otherwise, if you're on Blab IM and you just want to type the question in, that's fine. You can do that. Apparently, I'm not talking about fornication, so we'll keep
dating. Just dating.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay. That's what
nothing
I
at all. Oh, really?
I love you. All right. So, anyway, like I said, for those of you who are listening and you're listening via the internet, you can find me on, like I said, blogtalkradio.com/commonsensecommunication. You can follow the show then. You can also hit the reminder and be prompted for upcoming shows, as well as you can also check out the archive. If you want to just follow the show, Common Sense Conversation, you can do that by finding, you can find us on Facebook. I almost forgot where I was at. Facebook.com. Fan page is Common Sense Conversation. On Twitter, which is what most of you find on Blab IM, ain't so common. One word, ain't so common. And then on Google.com, if you have a Google Plus account, you can find Common Sense Convo. The email account is commonsenseconvo@gmail.com. Again, that's commonsenseconvo, one word, at gmail.com. Find Blog Talk Radio. Find me on Blog Talk Radio every Monday around the same time, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I have to get my time zones right. So nobody had any comments. this has to be one of the hardest shows.
Oh, my God.
Stop your whining. Stop your whining. Stop your whining. Okay. So. Is that it? Is that it? While you're on, if anybody can hear, you can catch Dia, find Dia, or he's on Oasis.
If they can hear me on Blab, on Blab.im, all you got to do is look at the top of the screen. You see a little circle with the little female next to Eric's face? Click on that. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Periscope. Other than that, for those listening on Blog Talk Radio, go to OrioOasis.com, OrioOasis.com. You can find me on all social media there and find out exactly what I do there, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just see what you're looking at through your glasses.
I'm glad you can see it because I'm looking at some of the people in here.
Yeah, see, you trying to hang up, and everybody that joined the chat room want to listen. But that's all right. Bye.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'm hungry.
You owe me some stuff. But anyway. Closing out, thank you all for tuning in and being a part of tonight's show. For all of you, like I said, for the month of October, we'll be talking about sex, sexual habits, sexual appetites, enjoying sex, all of that good stuff. Somebody sent me a message. It said one new message. Nope, no message, no question.
Good night.
I'm not saying good night just yet. Hold on.
Well, goddamn, you didn't want to do the day on show. Now you don't want to say good night. This is the type of stuff I'm talking about.
Are you all right?
No, I got to pee. If you don't want to say good night, you got to hold on because now I got to pee.
Oh, this show should have been titled The Raunchy Show, starring Eric and Dia, The Raunchy Show. But anyway, hopefully we'll get it together when I actually have a guest and I can kind of flow a little differently. I do want to thank Dia for being a part of tonight's show because he kept me going when I actually want to just let it go and give up the show altogether. But we'll try it again tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night, I'm sorry. Next Monday night. And let's just keep it flowing. But thank you all for tuning in. See you next week. I don't know where Jade went to. I don't know what's going on with these people in here. If Jade was here, she could actually talk about her business, Erotic Talk Radio, on Blog Talk Radio, and Erotic Talk, or Erotic, what is her business? She can talk about that. But anyway, I'm trying to think. I'm actually looking in the chat room on Blab IM, and there's some Christian folk in here. Interesting. I'm curious as to why some of you wanted to know or came on just to hear. I guess maybe you thought it was going to be a raunchy show. I'm not sure. But anyway, we are...
Well, it is about sex.
Yeah, but I mean, some people just come on just, you know, like they do that troll thing. And I was just
Wait,
kidding.
Are you talking about on Blab that I am?
Yes.
Oh, well, you got to consider that 11 o'clock is when most of the shows go off. So most people are watching the shows between 8 and 11, and then the primetime shows are off, so now they're on Blab.am.
Okay. Now I know.
Yeah.
All right. So, in the last 3 minutes of the show, Dia, do you have anything you want to say?
Bye.
That's it.
Tune in next week. I may be on. I may not be on. Either way, the show will definitely be interesting next week. Other than that, you can find me on OrioOasis.com, OrisOasis.com. I do a show with Eric once a month, which is called Speaking Empowerment, where we get into more spiritual topics. At this point, I have no idea if we're doing a show this month or not, but we'll see what happens. Eric said he does a show every week on Mondays called Conversations Conversations. Most of the time, you can find me on there annoying him. If not, you can find him there with guests with me annoying him in the background. So, tune in for that, just to see me annoy Eric, if nothing else. If you don't want to learn any educational stuff, just tune in for the ignorant stuff I do. So, other than that, you know, peace out. Bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night. I'm calling it a night. I'm done. This is, you're just too much. You're just extra tonight. That's all I got to say. Where's my outro music? Keep having a good show. Keep having a good night. Until then, keep putting common sense words into it. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. Out.